Welcome to A View from the Bullens in partnership with the Fitzrovia Bell London, our official away day pub for all Evertonians. And fanscapes.co.uk, made by fans for fans.
Benitez, look, you know, my views on Benitez, I don't think his career is an ascendancy. He didn't go to further his football knowledge to go to China. He went to China to get paid a big bag of money. It hasn't worked over there because the Chinese league has fallen apart and the quality has dropped, and he wants to come back. Is that the reason why Everton need a Rafa Benitez?
If he's the best man for the job, yeah, and he's going to take Everton hopefully to that level that Ancelotti couldn't, then you've got to give him a chance, I guess, but again...
Hello and welcome back to A View from the Bullens with me, Mick Kemp, Lee McLean, Ben Winstanley, and our guest today is Matthew Neal. Guys, it's been a long 10, 11 days since we've last done an episode. Lee, a lot's happened, but first things first, Rafa Benitez is the new Everton manager, signing a three-year deal. What are your thoughts?
My word, it's crazy, isn't it, when you hear you say that? Just seeing it pop up on Sky Sports News then and just seeing the words on the screen, it's hard to really take in. But it's happened. The wait's over. If you'd have told me 3 weeks ago that Rafa Benitez was going to be our new manager, I'd have thought you were bonkers. But listen, I can understand the reaction. We've spoken in the last couple of weeks, and you can't make an appointment like this and not divide the fan base. It was always going to do that. Perhaps not to the extent that we've seen. There's a lot of anger out there, it seems, and a lot of words being said and things being thrown about around not going the game and things like that. Ultimately, for me, I just love Everton Football Club, and I love Everton more than I don't like Rafa Benitez, if that makes sense. So as much as I can understand the reaction, I think it'll die down should we make a quick start. We've talked about the fixtures looking quite kind and favourable. So, you know what football fans are like. A few wins, a few good performances. Even before that, a few good signings. Maybe a few out the door, some good surgery on the squad. And things can be quickly forgotten. You know what football fans are like. And let's be honest, you look at the last couple of appointments and we've all been absolutely made up, haven't we? Especially the last one. We were all on cloud nine last September. And look how that turned out. So, you've just got to wait and see, I suppose. I think that's what I'm going to try and do. I'm going to try not to be as quick to judge, because like in any walk of life, Mick, you learn from experience, don't you? So if you start kicking off now and saying this, why, X, Y, and Z, and making these big bold statements, and then he goes and becomes a real success and the ultimate goal, he wins as a trophy or whatever, you're going to be stuck between a rock and a hard place, because we've been waiting a long time for success. And if it happens under Rafa Benitez, then so be it. You've got to give the man a chance. What I will say, he's got a set of balls on him, because he doesn't have to take this job. He's going to be a very wealthy man. Money's no object. I don't know how much he's earned in the last year or so in China, but it'll be, a considerable sum. I refuse to believe he's just taking this job just because it's close to his house. Because at the end of the day, he could get a punditry job. He could sit and relax for the next couple of years. He could easily retire and just sit back and relax. But he wants to take this job. And obviously, there's something about this project which excites him and he wants to get involved with. So that's a positive. But what I will say is I can understand the reaction, and I'm not going to judge other Evertonians, and because I've done the same in the past, certainly under Allardyce, I just couldn't get behind that man at all, and I stopped going for a while under Allardyce. I just couldn't stomach going to watch Everton under him. So it's each to their own, but I think people will change their minds should we get off to a kick start, because ultimately the love that we all have for Everton, I think, will shine through above everything else.
Before we go into details, Ben, what are your initial thoughts on Rafa Benitez becoming the Everton manager now?
I think there's been a bit of a running joke on Twitter that I'm going to actually keel over on this podcast discussing Rafael Benitez. So it's, here we go. We're here to dissect the pros and cons, give different sides, views and opinions, because that's what we do on this podcast. We like to try and be fair for all listeners. So here it goes. I'm still in a bit of disbelief, to be honest with you, Mick, that the board have actually gone ahead with this decision. Obviously, the rumours started sprouting out at the early June, and I couldn't quite work out if it was all a big wind-up, to be honest. Rafael Benitez, ex-Liverpool manager, was desperate to manage Everton Football Club. It just didn't make any sense, and the animosity between the fans started early doors, made their feelings known very loud and clear. Quite a large majority of the fan base, to be honest with you. I couldn't quite work out what to say on our last podcast. I know it feels like so long ago. I was just lost for words about it all. So, it's done now. It's dusted. The thing that's been shadowing over everyone's head is the announcement. It's done now. Rafael Benitez is our manager, so it's now time to kick on in relation to transfers and going forward that way. I just feel like people have just been hanging over people. Like, come on, Everton, get it done. So you got to look at both sides. You look at Rafael Benitez, but let's look at the negatives, eh, to start. And obviously, I've said before in previous podcasts that he literally will be one or two games away from the fans turning, because we're not going to give him an inch, and we're not. If run of form starts going downhill, the style of play is not suited to what we want to see at Everton Football Club, then we will make our feelings known. I do feel the Southampton game could be quite toxic. But we've seen, look, Benitez has managed Chelsea before, and I've seen the video circulating. When he got announced at Stamford Bridge when he was manager of Chelsea, the reaction he got was really, really toxic as well. And he stood there and he cracked on with his job, and he won them the UEFA Cup that year and got them to a third finish in the Premier League. So like Lee said, he has got big balls, and he will stand in the face and take all the flack as he wants. But yeah, has the game moved on? That's my next topic about impossible negative. Back in like the early 2000s, Rafael Benitez had a really good job at Valencia, came to Liverpool, did well. We can't say he didn't, did really well. Had victories at Napoli, Inter Milan. But the past few years, he's kind of faded. Obviously, went to Newcastle, and the Newcastle fans absolutely loved him. And you've made points, Mick, where some of the Newcastle fans wish that Mike Ashley would have backed Rafael Benitez, and that was some of their biggest regrets. But he left them, went to China for a bit of a payday, and he came back. And by all accounts, he was absolutely desperate for the job, desperate to work close to home, with a massively heavily incentivised contract, approximately £2.5 million a year, as you say, Mick, over the three-year contract. So he's not here for the money. We've just paid Carlo Ancelotti £12 million over the course of a year, and we got Rafael Benitez coming on a lot lower than that, on which apparently, which I'm led to believe, is massively in our favour. Now, I can see why the board has done it, because it brings stability going into Bramley Moor Docks. And it's no coincidence that the deal that's been offered is a three-year term, because that is when the potential announcement of the Bramley Moor Docks actually flourishes and comes into commission. So for potential investors, I know like Paul the Esk, who comes on our podcast every now and again, was alluding to it, that we need the stability. We need to be stable for when these investors come and look at us for potential loans, investments going forward. So I can see why the board have done it. I'm a bit taken back. Obviously, he did interview well. Marcel Brands is now on the board and is the director of football. So he would have been involved in what's gone on. But I do feel like the final decision has been put down to our owner, Farhad Moshiri. And I do think if people do want to protest, everyone's right to an opinion. I'm not saying you're right or you're wrong. People are going to be two sides of the bush here. But there's a way to do it. Whatever tone is at the end of the day. Some of the behaviour has been absolutely repugnant from some Everton fans, which we'll touch on later on the podcast. But we've got to come together now. If you back him or not, he's now the manager of the football club that I love and support. So I'll back him. I will back him now. I'll fight for him. I'll fight for his corner. I said that on the last podcast. He's our manager now. I know some fans are up in the air, but support Everton Football Club. You don't have to back the manager. You just want Everton to win. I would never wish a loss on Everton to ensure that somebody got sacked from a football club. I just want Everton to do well. And what I will allude to is I've wanted the past four or five managers. I wanted Koeman. I wanted Silva. I was made up with Ancelotti. Maybe Big Sam, not so much, wasn't a big key on him. But look how that turned out. We kind of gone backwards from where we wanted to be and where we thought we would be. So maybe on the flip side, disappointment is not what we want at all, but it might work. I don't know. I'm not Yuri Geller. I can't predict the future, but it could work going forward. I've been speaking to a friend. He said, could he put his point across? Lee Dixon, a bit of a shout-out. I've been speaking to him about it, and his pros are good CV, which I've spoken about. It probably is his last job. He is an aging manager. We were pushing for a young, hungry manager on this podcast. But look, he wants to come in. He wants to prove himself. He's stubborn. He knows what he wants. He definitely wants the job. And tactically, he is very good. Somewhat, that is quite defensive. And that maybe not be what us Everton fans want to see. And you just look at the negatives. He said the same again. The fans are split, toxic. And obviously, the game has moved on quickly since his big trophy wins, which it has. So you just hope that he's not a dinosaur like Carlo Ancelotti was at home. God, I hate that man. He's left us in a right mess, hasn't he? But right, yeah, that's how I see it, Mick. Just to summarise, I really am a bit shocked by it all, how the board have took this decision. And I'm not surprised by some of the reaction. But now he's the manager. We back Everton. We back the club. And if people want to protest, do it the right way.
Matthew, what are your thoughts on Rafa Benitez becoming Everton manager?
Well, I was really, really angry about 3 weeks ago when it all came out. I think I was already boiling over a little bit when with the Nuno news, and then I think it was 4 or 5 days after that you put something out which got a lot of Evertonians talking, and I couldn't believe it from two viewpoints really. One from the Liverpool connection, which doesn't bother me really. That was a long, long time ago. That really doesn't bother me. That he had to do a job for Liverpool, he did it to the best of his ability. He got under the skin of David Moyes, a lot of our players. We never had any success against that Liverpool team, really. And I'm sure that when he comes in for us, he'll do exactly the same. You know, he'll do everything he can to win. But the main anger point that came from me was, I thought it was exactly the same as Carlo Ancelotti, which didn't really work. I just saw a big name that Mashiri and his mates could talk about around the dinner table, saying I've got a Champions League winning manager at the helm at my football club. Really, I saw it as someone that wasn't going to be interested in Everton Football Club, was going to come in for the money, but. We've had a few weeks to think about this now, and my viewpoint has slightly changed, and it's changed because I've had to look at where we are as a club, but also where football is. And you know, obviously the COVID pandemic has really made football clubs suffer financially. And I look at the other teams in the Premier League that are currently looking for managers. I've got Crystal Palace, I've got Spurs, and I've got Everton. And there's three things in common with all those clubs that are looking for managers. They're all looking for managers that are out of work. Nobody's looking for managers that are currently in work. And that comes down to a finance option. So suddenly that market is pretty slim. You know, there's not a lot of great options in that market, you know. And today we've seen a few things. It looks like, you know, Nuno is going to go to Spurs, and Patrick Vieira is going to turn up at Crystal Palace. And I'm fairly confident in saying that despite Benitez's past, I'd rather Rafa Benitez over those two every day of the week. You know, Nuno and his 150 backroom staff. Vieira is an absolute nobody who's done absolutely nothing. We're getting a manager who knows what he's doing, and he has built clubs before. And this is why my initial comparison to Carlo, I think, was wrong, because he's got a very different CV to Carlo in many ways. You look at the teams that he's been at. He built up that Valencia side to break the mould of Barcelona and Real Madrid and win the league. When he came to Liverpool were in a real mess. He had a really aging squad left by Gerard Houllier, and in Rafa's first season, we actually came above them in the league, and he built them up to win the Champions League, the FA Cup, and they were never outside the top four every season he was there. And Napoli was another one. He broke their mold. 1989 was the last time they won a trophy before he came in, and he won them the Italian version of the FA Cup, I think. So we're getting a manager that has built things before, and that's what we need. We need a manager that can come in and build. Now, another thing that really sort of excites me slightly with this, with the Rafa stuff, is I've read a little bit about him, and he's very hands-on. You look at his time at Newcastle, which is what I'm basing a lot of my stuff on, because that's his most recent Premier League stuff. I think it was Andros Townsend who said he is so hands-on in training. It's not like Carlo. We've seen that stuff that come out in The Athletic that, you know, Carlo was blowing a whistle and telling, let's just play. This is a guy that's going to get our team really well drilled. You know, I don't know whether it's just me, but how many times did we see the same performance over and over again under Carlo Ancelotti? It looked like a team that just didn't have a clue, you know, didn't know where they should be, what they should be doing. I don't think it'll be like that under Rafa. I think we'll have a genuine blueprint. Now, whether that's to our liking at certain times, maybe not. I think I've got no problem with the pragmatic style away from home. You know, most teams that do well away from home are pragmatic. If he can get us playing some good football at Goodison, get us on the front foot, he'll know. He'll know what Evertonians are like. He's had enough experience through his Liverpool time, his time in the Premier League, his time in the City to know what we need. And you look at the rest of the managerial market, your Eddie Howes, potentially Roberto Martinez, Frank Lampard, Nuno, these unemployed managers, they're rubbish. They're rubbish. So I think, all in all, it's an appointment that's going to divide people, and rightly so. But maybe, just maybe, he ticks a lot of the boxes that we need.
Lee, moving away from Rafa Benitez, let's just talk about the board. Obviously, the board came under immense pressure over the last few days in actually coming to appoint Rafa Benitez. Obviously, the fans made it very, very vocal, their feelings, or some of the fan base made it very vocal of their feelings. Banners were left outside Goodison Park, and they were also left very, very close to where Rafa Benitez actually lives. Do you have an issue with the board maybe not listening to that sector of the fan base? Do you think they should have taken that into account, or do you think the board were right to stick with their decision?
I think they were right to stick to the decision. I think Matt's just summarised things really, really well. And I think when you listen to people, when you try your best, and it's hard with football and it's hard with Everton because we all love the club so much. When you try and take emotion out of things and you try and think of things quite pragmatically, then I think people's opinions will change. So whether or not people, you know, hopefully will listen to this podcast and try and digest a couple of these points that have been made, maybe that will calm things down a little bit. The board have got a job to do, and ultimately they have also got to learn from the mistakes of the past 4 or 5 years and the appointments that have been made, which quite frankly have fell flat on the face and just simply haven't worked. So they will have done the due diligence. If you've only got to look at the time it's taken to make this appointment, there will have been many, many conversations around the table about Rafa Benitez and what he brings. They will have, you know, all of these points will have been raised, and it's what's best right here, right now, for Everton Football Club, for the squad of players that we've got, and from where we and for where we want to go. A great point again made by Matt. In terms of who else is out there, you're really, really struggling. I've said, you know, we were really close to Nuno Espirito Santo. I would have been really, really underwhelmed and disappointed had we got him. The others, really, they're sort of not worth thinking about. They're not worth debating. You know, your Eddie Howes, you know, Martinez, you're not going to go back and appoint Martinez again. You know, we talked about Moyes for a while. Sorry, no, that's not going to happen either. Other than that, you're struggling. Obviously, Gaultier was one where maybe if we were to pursue that a little bit more, but you just don't know how strong his agreement was, his gentleman's agreement with Nice. You just don't know. So we've landed on Rafa Benitez. The board have got to try and sound out a lot of the noise from outside Goodison Park or the Liver buildings, wherever these decisions are getting made, and be really, really have tunnel vision almost and think, right, eyes on the prize here. What are we trying to do? What are we trying to achieve? And more importantly, what are we trying to get away from in terms of the last 4 or 5 years of absolute rubbish? At the end of the day, how picky can we be? We have, you look at the 2013 Moyes' last game, you look at 5 years ago even, we've gone backwards. You know, we became a laughingstock last year, and we were going nowhere quickly. We were sort of treading water, and, you know, we were starting to sink. I think Ancelotti leaving has done us a favour more than anything, because, as I say, the players didn't look coached. We didn't have an identity. The style of football was absolutely horrendous, and it was just the same mistake over and over again, especially at home. So, listen, they've made the appointments. Benitez clearly wants to come to the football club. And like Ben, like Matt have said, Evertonians listening, you don't have to like Rafa Benitez. You don't have to cheer his name. You don't have to make a song up and join in. But we all want Everton to win, and we all want Everton to have success. We're miles away from it, and we have been miles away from it. This guy knows how to get things done. He's done it before. And wouldn't it just be typical Everton? We've been waiting for 26 years. We've tried everything. Wouldn't it be typical that an ex-Liverpool fan favourite comes in and ends our wait? You know, for me, it's something like that that's going to happen. So, listen, they've made the decision. You've got to trust in that decision now and play our part as fans and get behind the team.
Mm. Ben, when a manager gets appointed at a club, there's always a section of any fan base that is probably a little bit underwhelmed or not happy with the appointment. But in this case, on social media, it's well over 50% of the fan base that are very unhappy with the appointment. So do you think the board should have taken that into account and probably thought about the backlash that was obviously going to be received from the fans and maybe gone down a different route?
What I will say is, to start off, the answer to that question, Mick, is some of the scenes that we've seen this week are an absolute disgrace. I touched on it before, and leaving signs and bed sheets and banners and whatever you want to call it outside somebody's place where they live with their family, with their daughters, their wife, basically threatening their own personal welfare over, let's get it real now, applying for a job which he has every right to do. It's completely reprehensible for me. It's a disgrace. And I was embarrassed that day seeing them banners being Evertonian. That's not what we're about as a football club. We haven't got fans like that. We're not nasty, horrible people. We wouldn't threaten lives of anyone, because forget the Liverpool connections, the Liverpool Football Club connections. Rafael Benitez has done an awful lot of work for this city, the city that we all love, where we go to watch our beloved Everton Football Club play. He's done a lot around the Justice for the 96 campaign, a lot of charity work in and around Liverpool for the homeless, etc. So as a person, he's not a nasty fella. He said something out of terms all those years ago, which is rightly so, got on the back of a lot of Evertonians, me included, but it doesn't make him a bad fella. And to actually go to his house and put up stuff like that, I was just really embarrassed by it all, Mick, to be honest. But going back to your question about the board, you can clearly see that it is split. You can see reports from Don King, Paul Joyce, people like that the boardroom is split. Now, yeah, I can potentially see a massive shake-up coming up with the board because it needs to get sorted. It's all over the place. They're like a sieve. There's information getting out everywhere. You can clearly see that maybe Marcel Brands was pretty affirmative that this was going to be the case. We all know Benitez interviewed well, 5 times to be exact. And he was potentially sold the dream to Mashiri, who at the end of the day, look, I've moaned about Mashiri saying he needs to let Brands do his job, which he does. I completely agree. But he owns this club. It's his money that he's been pumping into our football club. At the moment, he's got it wrong. He has. He's been literally like a man playing football manager. But he's starting to slowly become better by getting the right people in place. But he's going above the head still. So it makes you think, what was the point in Marcel Brands coming in to actually start this? But look, he's come in. Benitez has probably sold them the dream that he's happy to push us to a Champions League club and where we want to be. And it's been widely reported. That's what he's gone in and said. The contract's low, low salary. And as Matthew quite rightly touched on, and we discussed on the boardroom, the Bullets boardroom, we are cash stricken a bit. We are tight-lipped for cash. And you made a great point there where we seem to be going for managers who are out of work. There's no compensation. The ball's in our court. We've got a manager that's desperate to work for us and it's seen as a low risk. He is the business owner and he sees this appointment as a low risk for Everton Football Club going forward. With investors, as I touched on before, and the ball's in our court with the incentives, the bonus-based incentives for doing well. And if it's not doing well, he's easy to get rid of, which I don't think should be the right thing to do at all. What I want to see from Everton now is, Mick, is if we've gone for this man, 3-year deal for Rafael Benitez, this is the man that's going to lead us for the next 3 years and we're going to back him, because I'm fed up. 5 managers in 5 years is not consistent. We've got a team full of players from Koeman, Silva, Gravyhead, Sam Allardyce, he's still floating about, some of his players, Cenk Tosun, for example. We've got a team full of 5 different managers. How can you create a project and a team around a manager with players from different managers? It's near enough impossible. So I want the board. They've made this decision. And if, look, Evertonians, if you're going to protest, and you've got every right to do so, you've got to do it in the mature way. In a way in which you can say, I am not happy with the Everton board, because that's who the anger should be directed at, Mick. Rafael Benitez has applied for a job and he's got the job. It's the Everton board who made the decision at the end of the day. And you need, if you want to call them out, then so be it. But do it in a way that doesn't embarrass Everton Football Club and our supporters nationally. Because we were getting laughed at all over the country for these banners and these bedsheets. Dunelm will be making a field day selling extra large king-size bedsheets for the Everton banners and that. So yeah, it's a really bold move by the board, I will say that, but it's going to come with some repercussions, I think, from some Everton fans. Just do it in a way where you can put across your frustrations to the board, because I feel like some of the flack Rafael Benitez got to his personal safety is just completely unnecessary and uncalled for. But like I said before, I can see why the board have done it, but I just can't believe they've actually hit the button to press go.
Matthew, just touching on what Ben just said there about, you know, and Lee did touch on it about Rafa Benitez just applying for a job, and he's got every right to. But if the shoe was on the other foot and say this was an Everton legend, because Rafa Benitez is seen as a Liverpool legend in Liverpool fans' eyes, you know, they have flags up in the cup and he's won multiple titles there, so to speak. So do you think if Rafa would have said, you know what, I'm not going to apply for the Everton job out of respect for Liverpool, do you think that people would go, yeah, fair play to Rafa Benitez for doing that? And like I said, if the shoe was on the other foot, and say this was, say, a Joe Royal, and Joe Royal then applied for a Liverpool job, do you think the Everton fans would then be a little bit annoyed that he had done so? So can you see what both sides of the fan base are saying? You know, Liverpool fans are saying, why is he applying for the Everton job? He should have a little bit more respect for us. And you also get Everton fans saying, well, yeah, he should have respect for Liverpool. He's a Red. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's a really good point. You know, imagine if we'd had a European Cup winning manager, say, for instance, Howard Kendall, then suddenly decided 10 years later on he wanted to go to Liverpool, we'd all be pretty angry. I think it's slightly different for us, and just because Liverpool, unfortunately, have had success since Rafa Benitez. You know, they've won another European Cup. Unfortunately, they've won a Premier League title. And I'm not sure it bothers their fans as much as it would for us, just due to the fact that, you know, we've not had any success in recent years. I also do get the annoyance from our fans from a point of view that, you know, how could you do this to Liverpool Football Club if you're such a loyal guy? You know, how can you do this to your club? But like he said on a Monday Night Football in 2019, just before Carlo Ancelotti was appointed, he really wanted the job then, didn't he? And he said, I'm a professional, you know. And I think that's the key. He's a professional. And in the modern era, I think it's a little bit different than how it used to be. And a lot of water has been passed underneath the bridge since then. It's what it's 15 years since you took Liverpool over in 04-05. And I don't think I personally don't think the Liverpool thing is too much of a bad thing. It's not. I think it's the small club thing that gets in the way more than the Liverpool thing. And I do think Everton have got a box really clever. I think the next 6 weeks will be the most pivotal time during Benitez's tenure as manager of Everton Football Club. Everton have got to get the PR absolutely spot on. They've got to address both all this stuff about Liverpool, all this stuff about the small club, and we've also got to see some transparency when it comes to plans for the future. Because we've been left in the dark for too long now, Mick. We don't know what's going on at our own football club. We don't know who's in charge of certain things. And we don't know what the vision is. There's always great sound bites from Denise Baron-Baxton telling us we're going to win the league in 10 years' time. We want Champions League football in 10 years' time. Yeah, that's great. I want to know what the building blocks are, how to get there. What are the short-term aims? You know, that is pivotal. We've got 3 years, 3 to 4 years before we move into a massive new project, a massive new stadium. And we've got to make sure that when we move into that stadium, we're in great shape to move forward in the long term. And there'll be lots of questions on these Liverpool links, Rafa, and rightly so. But the main thing for me is, as Everton fans, we've got to know where we're going next, you know. I didn't see it underneath with Carlo, you know, but I've got to see it with Benitez now. I've got to know how he's working with brands, and we've got to know how we're going to move forward as a football club, because we've had one email since the end of the season telling us that we've had a great season, we finished 10th, and we've had one post on social media telling us our manager left. That's all we've had from the club in 6 weeks. It's not on. It's not right. And I condemn all the disgraceful behaviour from the fans who've left out that the banner at the wrong house, by the way. But that was vile and sickening behaviour. But the stuff at Goodison, and the fans have got all the right to protest. Of course they have. And rightly so, this board needs to be held accountable for some of the things that they've done to us. But I think We've got to move on as a football club now, and we've got to, the football club have not helped themselves at all. They've created a lot of this anger, and they've got to learn a lesson. Communicate with your own fan base, or you'll see a lot of anger being pointed towards them.
Lee, looking beyond the Liverpool connection, I'm just going to look at Rafa Benitez as just a professional manager. He's 61 years old. And like Matthew's just said about the short-term and long-term strategy of the football club, it does look a very short-term appointment. You know, you'd imagine that this is going to be Rafa Benitez's last chance saloon, so to speak, and he'll probably give us 3-4 years and then he may retire, or so to speak. So are you a little bit disappointed that Everton didn't go for that young, hungry manager that we all kind of dreamed for, and have probably gone for that experienced, safe pair of hands for the next few years?
I wouldn't say I'm disappointed, Mick, because I think even if you did appoint someone a little bit younger, there's no guarantee that that person's going to come in and deliver success, because they're probably a little bit less experienced. And there's cons to that approach as well. So if you look at the average lifespan of a Premier League manager now, you're probably only looking at 2 or 3 years anyway. And by that point, Rafa Benitez is only going to be, 63, 64? And I'm led to believe the contract is 3 years. So that's more than enough time, you know. If you know, let's look at it another way. It's 6 transfer windows, more than enough time to get things right and turn things around to an extent. And if that means, you know, he's turning things around and he's passing it on to somebody else coming in, perhaps someone who's, you know, 3 years is a long time in football, who's risen to prominence, you know, and put themselves in a position. Let's just hope Everton by that point are a more attractive proposition. And listen, there's pros and cons to all. Gaultier was the only one that in the last 2 or 3 weeks where you're looking on social media, and that was the one everyone, I think, probably would have got behind. But then that would have been a risk as well. He's never managed in England. You know, Rafa Benitez has. He hasn't got a proven track record over here. Rafa Benitez has. His English, I'm led to believe, isn't the greatest. You know, obviously not an issue with Rafa Benitez. So, listen, it's not a popular appointment. You know, I'm not going to try and preach to the masses here and try and convert people because, well, quite frankly, I'm not qualified to do so. You know, Everton fans pay the money. They've got every right to not back this appointment. But I just echo what Ben has said there. You know, there's ways to go about things. You know, some of these people coming out with all these shouts, the husbands and fathers and stuff like that, they wouldn't act like that normally in life. This is just another man. He's another human being. Yes, he's managed Liverpool. Yes, he said a few bad things. I've probably called him everything under the sun at Goodison Park in the past. You know, doesn't it? Well, definitely have. But now, you know, time moves on. You know, football, this happens. You know, Mick, me and you have spoken off air about, you know, in Spain, you know, there's a cycle of, you know, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid. It happens all the time. You know, players and managers move and things are quickly forgotten. And I've just got a feeling that that's going to be the case here. He might come up with a couple of sound bites. You know, look at Moyes with the People's Club thing. He might come out with something like that. He's got to have a PR team behind him. He's got to be advised, well, Duncan Ferguson may have a role to play. And if he does that, I think people will start to forget and the healing process perhaps can begin with certain people. But I'm going to give him a chance. I've made my mind up. I've not liked him in the past. I make no apologies for that. I think he was out of line a few times. I think he did sour relationships while at Liverpool, but he's a winner. And I think he might just be one of these people who does absolutely everything he can to get the results on the pitch. And if he does that for us, I think you'll soon see people's opinions start to change.
It's interesting, isn't it, Ben? It's very interesting. You look at the start to the season and you think, yeah, it's a bit of a favourable start. But let's say things don't go well. It's going to be toxic, isn't it, at Goodison Park?
Yeah, I think that first game's going to be toxic. No matter two or three games in, I think it's going to be a very hostile reception. And it's absolutely imperative that Benitez and the Everton Football Club get a positive, good start. He's a well-known defensive tactician, shall we say, in his managerial approach. So you've got to box clever, got to get the 3 points on the board. You've got to just see that as another season. And Matthew Lee have quite rightly said, we just want to win things. We're absolutely desperate now for a trophy, for some sort of success. And if Benitez gets us that, then I'm pretty sure a large part of Evertonians will forget about that. We'll forget about the past. So it is massive. The start is quite favourable for us. But we've seen before in the past where we have some easy starts and we don't start off well at all. Obviously, last year was a bit of a different start where we started off well and then faded massively. But look, the football we were playing at home last year under Carlo Ancelotti, if Benitez puts up even 50% of that performance, he's going to get absolutely hammered because last year wasn't good enough. The football was shocking. And if they put up that type of performance against Southampton at home and other home matches at the start of the year, it's going to get toxic very quick. We've heard Goodison boo before, but oh my word, we're going to hear it boo even louder than it's ever booed before. So it is going to be difficult for the man. But as Lee said before, he has got some balls of steel. He's faced it before, like I touched on before, at Chelsea, where he was hated. He was despised by their fans really, really badly. But he got about his job. He's a professional, as Matthew touched on before. And he just cracked on, won them the UEFA Cup and came third. And at the end of it, you've seen the scenes when they won the UEFA Cup, the fans were clapping him. And it's like, job done. I've done my job. Time to move on. And I just hope he comes into Everton, brings in a bit of a stable platform for us going forward for future developments and just bring that stability because we're just everywhere at the moment. Like Matthew's rightly touched on before, the board are saying this thing, this long-term plan. Tell us how we're going to get there short-term. Talk to the fans. If you can talk to us and tell us why you're doing X, Y, and Z, we'll understand more. And I feel like we need somebody to like be that intermediary between the board and the fans. Because at the moment, the silence is deafening. because it's getting people's backs right up. What everyone just wants to know why. And I feel like it's creating this atmosphere now where even obviously the appointments, everyone was just like, when's it getting announced? When's it getting announced? Because it was getting very hostile. Social media was very hostile. Around Goodison was very hostile. Around, obviously, on the Whittle was very hostile near where Rafa Benitez lives. So it's just that uncertainty and unpredictability of Everton going forward. It's just creating this atmosphere, which is going to be not nice for Benitez going forward. So I agree with you, Mick. He needs a good start. He needs a start where we can obviously get behind him, play some good attacking football. I know he's not that kind of manager. He quite likes to defend quite deep. But normally he has really quick, skillful wingers who will take on the defender and get the ball in where we can break. And I'm pretty sure if we see Everton break quickly, we might defend deep. But if you can break quickly with some speed, then we might see some football that we can get behind. Because look, it can't be any worse than some of the dross that's been drawn up over the past few years now. Yeah, it's just, what a week, what a few weeks this has been. If you took me back to the beginning of May and said this was going to happen, Carlo was going to have us off and leave and Benitez was going to be in before the end, the start of July, I just can't believe it, to be honest. It's just, what a mad few weeks as an Evertonian, proper Evertoned up the summer. But look, it's done, it's dusted for me. I'll get behind him, I'll back him. That's what I'll do. That's my viewpoint. As he manages the football club I love, so look, it's time to get behind if you like him or not. But I do feel like the board have got some questions to answer. That's my viewpoint on it. But hopefully, fingers crossed, he can come in. And let's see if he still has got the pull that he used to have. Let's see if he can get some of the good transfers in. And let's see if he can work with a director of football in Marcel Brands, because that's going to be another interesting thing. I know he has clashed previously at previous clubs. So it is, the whole thing going to be interesting, the football aspect. But I'll never, ever throw in the towel and say that's it, I'm not going to watch Everton or support Everton, because that's not what I'm about. I love this football club, I'm just desperate for success. So good luck, Rafa. It's on you now, mate. Win the fans over.
Matthew, do you feel like the tide is maybe turning a little bit towards or against Farhad Moshiri? As far as we know, this is a Farhad Moshiri and potentially an Elisha Usmanov appointment. The board thought that Rafa Benitez interviewed well, but it was ultimately Farhad Moshiri that wanted Rafa Benitez alongside Elisha Usmanov, and Marcel Brands had a few other candidates that they preferred. So do you feel now if it does go wrong and it does go south, it's almost everyone's then going to turn on Farhad Moshiri and say, well, we told you so?
I certainly feel like any goodwill that he built up through the fact that he spent money for the first time in a long time for our club is gone. I think we now need to see some real progress in terms of the stadium and, you know, generally get things moving with that. I think, you know, the supposed boardroom additions and changes over the summer will certainly show that maybe finally, after 5-6 years of being at the football club, he's snapped, he's finally had enough of the people that are running our football club. And I think most of us would agree that we haven't got the people qualified to take us forward. But this would be our fifth, sixth manager in his tenure. We've qualified for Europe once. We've spent an awful lot of money. We've now created all our own problems in terms of our FFP debacle, in terms of we've bought a lot of aging old players that have got no resale value. And now for the next 2-3 years, unless Premier League regulations change, we're going to be stuck really trying to get the best out of our resources and probably having to sell one of our two of our own assets. So I think Mr. Moshiri is going to need this. He's going to need this appointment to work for him, because all the goodwill that he'd started to build up, I think, has very quickly vanished over the last... I think it was slowly going anyway. I think people were starting to get fed up of the same old mistakes by the club year by year. You know, no boardroom changes in 5 years, apart from Sasha coming in. I've always found that strange. I've always found that strange that a man that wants to get the most out of his asset is keeping the same people that have made mistakes previously and not getting anything out of it either. So I think if he's not careful and this one goes badly, and I don't think it will. I'm not saying it will, but he's going to be under a huge amount of pressure because people are fed up now, Mick. We've had a lot promised, and the stadium's fantastic, and we've got a lot to thank him for in terms of, I think if he hadn't have come along in 2015, the club was on a downward spiral. You know, we had absolutely no money when everyone else seems to have a plethora of money coming into their club. But for me now, I want to see actions rather than words. Otherwise, I think the fan base will really start turning on him.
Lee, do you think this is a pivotal moment in Farhad Moshiri's tenure as owner of Everton Football Club?
Yeah, I think everyone's got a limit. And as Matt said there, some of the things that we've had to watch in the last few years has just not been pleasant. It's almost like we were waiting forever to get a little bit of financial backing. And as soon as we did, it was like we had no idea what we were doing with it. It was sort of rudderless approach, scattergun, just, you know, throwing loads of darts and just hoping, you know, some sticked. It just hasn't worked. The approach hasn't worked. I think he's been poorly advised at times. And at times he might have been a little bit pig-headed and stubborn. You just don't know. We're not privy to a lot of these conversations. But as fans, we've just seen our club, despite significant financial backing, go rapidly downhill and make mistake after mistake. And ultimately, we go to the game to watch the end product, which is the squad and the performance on the pitch. And that's just not being good enough. But it's a trickle effect. So that is a consequence of the decisions that are made much higher up the chain. So I think Matt's right. I think patience is fast wearing thin and running out with a lot of people, me included. I think when apathy starts kicking in and you're not really bothered and you're not really feeling much after defeats, and I can certainly speak for myself, that has become the case at intervals in the last few years. That's a really, really worrying sign, because it's like I've almost given up on never becoming anything other than this mid-table between 7th and 11th club, not really fighting for anything, not really and with a serious chance of winning a cup. And when that starts to happen, I think that is a real, real red flag for the owner. So listen, something radical had to happen. This is certainly radical. It's outside the box, it's left field, but what he's done previously hasn't worked. So I do think, I wouldn't go as far as to say it's now or never, but it's the last chance for a lot of people. And hopefully this one turns out a little bit differently than the last couple. And who's to say it won't? We're all sort of a little bit blinkered by Benitez's past, and understandably so. However, there's absolutely nothing to suggest from a footballing point of view and what he can offer why things can't turn out a little bit differently here, and we can't slowly start to see these things, this absolute shambles, start to turn around and things start to go in our favour finally. So I hope for Farhad Moshiri's sake that that's the case and we see that sooner rather than later. I personally, good feeling for me, I think this is going to turn out okay.
Ben, a lot has been said about an identity. Everton need an identity when we've completely lost what we were always about. So do you think Rafa Benitez has to embrace that and embrace that from the fans and think, yeah, I need to come in, stamp an identity that we can be proud of?
It's going to be difficult for him. As you touch on, everyone touch on this podcast, it is going to be very hard. He needs to... I don't know how he's going to get that. I don't think he's going to be given a chance, Mick, to be honest. What we want to see is a team fight for the badge, fight for the shirt and show that passion that we want to see. Not these players on 100 grand a week walking around at 29, 30 years of age, a bit of a last paycheck, paycheck on their footballing careers, just going step to step, playing by numbers, because we don't want to see that. want to see players that are going to put 110% for the shirt. And look, it's up to Benitez to motivate these players, because it was quite apparent to me, I don't know about other Blues listening, that the last 2 months of last season under Ancelotti, we looked uncoached. We looked like that he wasn't arsed anymore, that he kind of took a step back. And a few rumblings have said that, obviously Big Dunk had said, what's going on? And Carlo didn't really have an answer. And I feel like that writing was on the wall for quite a while, that Madrid contact. It was that Perez is slimy. I guarantee you that he would have probably eyed up Ancelotti, found out any clauses in his contract, said, if Zidane doesn't sign this contract, you're our man. And it showed in the football, because we lost everything. We put in some all right performances away from home, but at home he was shocking. So Benitez has got to come in. He's got to motivate. He's got to bring good backroom staff. It looks like it's going to be obviously Duncan Ferguson coming into the system, which somewhat what you may, it's what you think of him. But we've got to get that good feel factor around Everton again. And it's going to start off really badly. So we need to come out the blocks, all guns blazing, really good football, passionate, and just get the win against Southampton and just go from there one game at a time, just progressively showing us what he's going to bring to the table, what his managerial tactics are going to be, how he's going to get the players to do what he wants to do. I think they practice offensive drills. We'll soon see after the first few games how good of a coach he actually is. Because some of them players, that's another issue what Matthew talked on before. We've still got a shed load of dross there that need to be shipped on. And I still feel like that is more of a major concern for me than the actual manager. It's, look, Benitez, if you Crystal Palace or Tottenham Hotspur, you'd be made up with Rafael Benitez, 110%. It's just the Liverpool connection. And it's the fact that he said that we were a small club. I know his mate Gillian Balague tried to get him out the mud a bit, shall we say. But look, he just needs to own that, I think. Come out. Look, I said some things in the past. I'm sorry. I apologise. I'm here to do a job now. I'm professional. Just be honest with the fans. Just say how it is, because that's how we are. Evertonians, we just like to say it how it is. Just say exactly how you feel and just try and win over some of the fans, because I think some of the behaviours from Everton fans have actually made us want him to succeed, probably me included. Obviously, some of the personal abuse he's been getting, I've been thinking, do you know what? Come in, Rafa, and show us all. Just show us all up. Do something mad next year. Get us a cup. Get us a top six finish. Come in and prove all the doubters wrong. Let root for him to do well. I don't agree with the appointments at all. I really, really don't, and I stand by that. But it's done now, like we said. And it's up to Rafa to show us the philosophy that he's all about. He gets the city, he gets Scousers, he gets the fans, he gets the area. He knows Liverpool very, very well. And he knows how hard Evertonians are, how hard they are to please, and literally how bad it's been for 26, 27 years, because it's at the point of desperation now for a lot. And he obviously went to Napoli, they hadn't won for years. He comes in and wins them their first trophy since 1989, is what's said earlier on the podcast. So something like that would be massive for us as a club, to get that monkey off our back of not winning the cup. Something just completely out of the blue. And Lee summarised it perfectly before. Wouldn't it just be typical Everton for an ex-Liverpool manager to come in and win us a trophy? I've seen, it would just summarise Everton up for the past 25, 26 years personally. So yeah, it's up to Rafa. I'm backing him. I just hope it doesn't get really toxic, Mick, and he just doesn't get a sniff, because I can see a lot of fans turning nasty very quickly.
And there we have it, guys. Rafa Benitez is the new Everton manager, signing a 3-year deal. Thanks to Lee, Ben and Matthew for joining us. As always, we will be back next week regarding transfers. In the meantime, stay safe, take care, and we'll see you very soon. Thank you.